And we're back with Juanita. Juanita,
yes.
Thank you so much for holding dear. I wanted to ask you about the support in the process. I mean, can you talk just a little bit about that? Have you been supported throughout so far?
Yes. Are you speaking of you and all the people at the office?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, some people might think that, maybe they might be a little bit more skeptical than even you and I were. And they're thinking, once he gets us in here, what's the deal? What happens, et cetera? And, are we supported? And I always like to kind of make a big deal about that, if you want to know the truth. Because I think that we try to provide, you can always ask questions, right?
Yes, I can.
And we take the time to answer them.
Yes.
So obviously you've said this a few times, but I always like to ask, with respect to the efforts that you've made in taking charge of your health, I mean, do you feel like you're achieving the results that you had hoped for?
Yes. And I still have a ways to go.
And you still have a ways to go. See, now that's the attitude that is a successful attitude.
Well, something that's gone on for so long can't be fixed overnight.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because,
it's
reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know, every once in a while, someone thinks, I'm looking for I'm looking for the miracle. I'm looking for the magic, the magic pill,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, don't you think that's
exactly
kind of prevalent out there?
It's not there. You've got to take it a little at a time.
But on the other hand, wouldn't you say that a little bit of magic is happening for you?
Yes, I would.
So there is magic.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
It's just not, it's just that we have to do something.
That's right.
We have to be willing to step outside the box. We have to be willing to put up maybe with a little overzealous concern. We have to be willing to change our diet, don't we?
That's right. And really, it was, I thought I have to do it, and I'd made up my mind, but it wasn't easy. But it gets easier all the time.
Doesn't it?
It does.
And of course, that's the time that it takes to develop a different habit, because now you're developing habits.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
It's just that these habits are habits that actually support your health rather than undermine it.
That's right.
Isn't that what you heard me say for months and months?
Yeah. It is. It is. I didn't always want to hear that, but yeah.
I mean,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, we don't want to hear it because it means we have to do some work.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, once you've put it in, once you've done the work, I mean, you're a spring chicken. You're a lovely woman, and the thing is that like you say, it took a long time. I mean, relative to the amount of work that you're doing now, compared to the length of time you've been on the planet, it's pretty short.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It is. And I just encourage others to step out of their comfort zone, as you said, and just say, I'm going to try it.
How has your life changed with respect to the things you could or could not do before you were evaluated using the nutrition response testing technology?
Well, I was exhausted in the afternoon. I thought, I'm getting old, but not that old. And now I can go all day.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm tired at night.
Well, gee.
but I'm busy from morning till night most of the time.
Right. So the quality of your life is definitely...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
And that was not?
No.
What was happening
not
before?
Not the spring.
What about some of the other things that, I mean, were there some things that you couldn't do or that you decided you weren't going to do because of your condition and now you do them?
Well, it just bothered me. Yeah. I mean, just my daily working in the garden and just things I wanted to get done and have energy to do it. And I can do it now.
That's so cool.
It is.
That's so cool. Doesn't it make all the difference in the world?
Every bit. Different.
I mean, rain, shine.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It changes the way you view your whole experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's true. It's true.
So let me ask you this. You came to a talk.
Yep.
And what did you hear there? What was your experience? What would you say to anybody who's, you know, sort of thinking about it, sitting on the fence? What would you say about that experience?
Well, I'd say it was good, and you did a little test thing there, and I was amazed. And I thought, golly, something's going on here. I've got to find out.
Oh, when I demonstrated the nutrition response testing.
Yes.
And did you hear anything there that just went, you know, sort of, I mean, what would your advice be to someone?
Well, to go, to hear you, experience it. And if they're having health issues, go see you. An appointment.
Go see me.
And also, the people that were there that knew you and had already been on your program, I mean, they were just saying, you do this, you'll be so glad you did. And I thought, well, did he hire these people? I thought that. I mean, I thought it was a possibility, but no, they were darling. And that was an encouragement to me.
Yes. And of course, that is why I encourage people to come to the talk.
Yep.
Because oftentimes, you know, my patients just come to learn more things.
That's right.
And it does, you know, it does impress. I mean, and your reaction, your initial reaction is once again a reasonably skeptical reaction.
Yeah.
Not a cynical reaction, but a skeptical reaction, because you don't know. You don't know what it's all about, but it's totally legit, isn't it?
It is. It truly is.
Last question. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So what would you recommend to anyone else you cared about with respect to if they're struggling with their health, if they're sitting on the fence, what would you recommend? What would you say?
I'd say, look, I know something that can help you, and please try it. And I would just encourage them to come get tested and go from there.
Sounds great.
That's what I would tell them, and I do tell people that.
Yes, you do. And of course, the talk is a way to kind of move just a gradient step closer, right?
That's right. That's right. I love to share anything that's good in my life. I'm just that way. And so I just wanted to share you with others so they could feel good like I do.
Thank you so much, dear. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yep.
Go and have a great rest of the weekend and Sunday.
Yep.
And I will see you. I will see you at your next visit.
Okay. It was fun.
Thank you.